Hello, this is Jerry.
Hi, Jerry. Jerry, it's Paul calling back from Local Splash. How's everything going?
Good, good. Let me check for real quick if you change that one.
Sure.
So you said it's a 249, huh?
Yeah, that's an exact amount. It's to the penny. It's a fixed rate. It's a flat rate. It's all inclusive. You know, there's no taxes or fees or anything like that. It is just that flat rate, simple, straightforward pricing.
Hold on this car right now. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Hello?
I am here.
Okay, so, well, it hasn't been transferred yet, but you said that as long as you can take my card, you can go ahead and...
Correct, yes. Yeah, we could definitely do that. We can fill the position, close out the category, have the card on file, and then, of course, process that payment later, okay? I just need a little bit more information. Well, obviously, your business is service-based, right? Meaning you only go to the customer. There's not, like, a physical address for your business that you want the public to know about?
Correct.
That's perfect. That's kind of how Google expects it to be. When you're going out to the customer, Google doesn't expect you to maintain a storefront. Of course, they wouldn't want to list your home address. They wouldn't want anyone driving out there and knocking on your door any more than you would. So you'll just be listed city and state.
Can you hold on 1 second, please?
Of course. Absolutely no problem.
Hello.
I am here.
Hello.
I'm here. Oh, and then the other thing too, Jerry, we never got your last name.
Burkes, B-U-R-K-E-A.
B-U-R-K-E-A?
E-S.
E-S, Burkes. Okay. There's kind of a muffled...
B-U-R-K-E-S.
You said B, like Burke, B-U-R-K-E-S? E, like Edward, right. Yes, yeah, Burkes. Burkes. Just kind of a muffled quality to the sound, but I can hear you okay. So, and Jerry's J-E-R-R-Y or G-E-R-Y? Jerry, J-E-R-R-Y. Okay, gotcha. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I will do a couple of things because it is a flat rate reduced to that $249 because we are a Google partner and it's required of us. I do need to read what's called a voice verification. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we are waiving your setup fee, that we're including the website at no cost, and that, of course, we're doing that friends and family rate. That $249 is an exact amount. Now, funds not available today, or at least we don't think they will be before the end of the day in an hour or so, right? What about, like, tomorrow or Friday?
Well, Friday might be a good opportunity.
Friday, okay. I'll check in with you on Friday just to see if the funds are available because that way we can do your client interview and get your website started before the weekend, okay?
Okay, and now I do have a couple questions. Now, what am I to expect within the first month?
Great question. So the very first thing that we are going to do here is a client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds. We'll have one of our technicians, and this would be the day that you start if you're available that day. So, you know, our technician will talk to you in detail about all the different services that you want to provide, your service area, anything like a mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, you know, what is unique about your business. If you have a logo already, we'll use it. If not, we'll create one for you. So then we start right away after that client interview to get everything set up. It takes us about 5 or 7 business days to build out your website. From that point on, your website will always be up and active online, and of course, that means that even if we're making changes to that website, your website will stay up and active for people to see. Now, your Facebook ads, they tell us 7 to 10 business days, but usually it's less than that. It is almost always the same day or the day after that your website is completed that we attach that website to the Facebook ads. In that same time frame, we're going to be getting you on the Google Calendar to get verified. So that might take 5 to 10 business days normally. And then, of course, we're still creating the content that entire time. So, of course, that means that you'll have the Yelp listing, you'll have the Facebook page, Apple Maps, all of that content will be created for your business in that first few days. So, you know, we are in touch with you the entire time. You do have a first touch call that's scheduled in about the first 2 weeks just to make sure that you have complete access and awareness of how to access your tracking system, that you are using it, and everything like that. So we will, of course, make sure that you are actively involved in the process of managing your account. We can, of course, answer any questions that you have at that time, too. So, like I said, it is a month-to-month service. It does happen very quickly. I mean, it has to when it's month-to-month. Reporting and dashboard review tools are available for you. Within the first 45 days, your local SEO is on that first page, and then it just continues to get better after that. I know you're only asking for the first 30 days, but we do continue to update and optimize, you know, of course, creating additional content as necessary as the days go by.
Okay, so, but my first payment actually will be consistent of 20 days because it's going to take 10 days to get up and running.
So what I would do is I would, and I can read that into the voice verification, we can have the tentative start date as the 25th, and then recurring billing would not even be scheduled in May. It would be starting on the 5th of June would be the next time that you would start. And then it would be on the 5th of June moving forward. So that is like a 40-day first month.
Okay. All right.
And then if we need to, like I said, I'll call you on Friday. If the funds are not available, we can push it to Monday, and that would push your billing date out, you know, those 3 days over the weekend. But I will, and this is why I'm asking you, read the 25th as the official start date. I will, though, call you before we process that payment. We can, though, put you on the client interview calendar for, say, as early as 11 o'clock or as late as 6 o'clock on Friday, assuming that we're able to process that payment, we can do the client interview and get everything started.
Okay, well, let's shoot for 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock? Okay. So we'll have you on the calendar for Friday at 6 o'clock. That gives us all day. If I call you like at 10 or something like that and the funds aren't quite available, I can reach back out to you a little bit later on and see if we can still keep that 6 o'clock appointment. But I'm going to fill one of those slots for 6 o'clock, assuming that we're able to get that started for you, and that way we can do your client interview. You don't need to be in front of a computer. It's just basic knowledge questions off the top of your head. You can even be working while you're carrying on that conversation. It takes about 30, maybe 40 minutes. So I'll read all that into the voice verification, and of course with the friends and family rate as part of it. Give me just 1 second. And then before I do get to that voice verification, although we are not going to process that payment until Friday at the earliest, how did you want to secure the listing? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What works best for you, sir?
It's a debit Visa.
Is it Jerry Burks on the card, first and last? Any middle initial or the business name?
It used to be my name. Well, I don't know. Let me see if it has my initial. Middle initial, W.
W, okay. And then you said that would be a Visa card. And again, we're not going to process that payment until I speak with you on Friday and you confirm that the funds are available. But we do have you on the calendar for that 6 o'clock client interview. And then a Visa card should start with a 4. They all do. Jerry, I am ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Okay, well, maybe it's a Master then. It's got the orange and the red circle.
Oh, that would be a MasterCard then, yeah. And it would start with a 5 in that case.
Okay, yes. Okay, 5110.
Okay.
0600.
Mm-hmm.
0907.
Okay.
2604.
And then the expiration month and year?
0328.
03 of 2028. And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card.
014.
So 014, 014 on the back, March or 03 of 2028 for the expiration date. The card I have 5110600000. Hang on a second. They're all... They don't allow us to put spaces or dashes. And all those zeros make my eyes get blurry here. So I've got 5110600009072604.
Yes.
Okay. What is the billing address of that card?
116 North Mission, Hot Springs, Arkansas. 71913.
Okay, 71913, you said?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, again, we will process that payment after I speak with you on Friday. I'll try you back maybe like mid-morning, like 10 o'clock, something like that, just to see if the funds are already available. I'll follow up if I have to before your client interview is scheduled at 6 o'clock. Our automated system will be sending you your confirmation email once we process that payment. So as soon as we're able to process that payment, you will get the confirmation email that it's your welcome email. It has our client support phone number.
Do you even have my email? You never even asked. So do you have?
Let me go back. It's on a different screen. I think. Oh, I have, and I don't know if it's accurate, but I have menofmanyhatsconstruction@gmail.com.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, perfect. So that's the email that we're going to be using here. You'll receive the welcome email, which does have the client support information. If you have a pen handy, though, and you want, I can give you that information now.
I don't have a pen handy.
That's okay. I can text it to you. You'll also receive it by way of email. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central. You can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you in that same business day or maybe the next business day if they get that email either very late in the day or after hours. Now, one other thing that I wanted to do here for you is just to add a little bit of extra protection, another layer of security on the account, security question and answer, and then I'll get through the voice verification. Now, if anyone calls us and tells us that they're with Men of Many Hats, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask for you to verify the answer to the security question. And if you get any calls a week from now, a month from now, or at any point down the road from someone who is not a potential customer, especially if they identify themselves as Google or local Splash. They would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. And if they can't provide that information basically immediately, then do not entertain that phone call. It would not be us calling you. If anyone calls you and tells you you need to pay more money for your Google listing, for sure that won't be us. They wouldn't know that information. I'll get to the voice verification in just a second here, but it is going to be clearly stating and recorded and attached to your account as an added form of protection for you that it will bill, if we're able to, on the 25th, and then recurring billing starting on June 5th for the only amount of $249, exact amount, no other fees. It would never be more than that. So just make sure that anyone who's asking you about your Google listing has this information that's for your protection. Your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Mr. Burks, which would you want for your security question?
My first pet's name.
First pet? Okay. And then what is the answer?
Charlie.
Did you say Charlie?
Yes, Charlie.
Okay. Perfect. Got to put it in there twice, but you're all set and squared away there. So I do have the voice verification pulled up here. Again, it is recorded, but you can stop me if you have a question. It's actually pretty straightforward. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Jerry, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Men of Many Hats Construction.
Okay, and that is exactly how I have it. And then, Jerry, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Jerry Wayne Burks, Jr., owner.
And then, Jerry, as the owner of Men of Many Hats Construction, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And of course, non-contractual, just reiterating that it is a month-to-month service. And then for the billing information that you did provide, that MasterCard in your name, of course, you are an authorized user on that account, right?
Yes.
Of course. Now, Mr. Burks, it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, because it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you directly. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customer. Of course, Jerry, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And as long as you answer the phone, you'll do quite well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you would continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Of course, it's month to month, and you know, we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We will, though, want to make sure that all of your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. And, of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. Now, that's fair enough, right?
Yes, yes.
Perfect. We'll do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website for you. We'll also make sure that no street address appears for your business, since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, with it being that friends and family rate, the reduced rate, month to month, no contract website included, and with
the start date, fingers crossed, being Friday the 25th. I'll read this next part as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I will waive altogether, will be charged on Friday, April 25th, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.00. That $249 is an exact amount, meaning no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, the voice-activated searches Siri on a smartphone, the Facebook ads are included. In this case, Jerry, we're also including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That custom website is included at no cost, meaning we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. We do have you on our client interview calendar for 6 o'clock Eastern time. So that's going to be 5 o'clock. It looks like we would only be able to go as late as 5 o'clock for Central time on Friday. Would that still work for you? That 6 o'clock is booked out.
Let's try 11 o'clock.
Oh, 11 on Friday instead?
Yeah.
Okay, so I did already send you a calendar invite. You're just going to get notification that we are.
The 5 o'clock will work.
5? Okay, that's okay. I mean, if 11's better, I can change it. That's not a problem. We'll do 5? Okay. So we have it then at 5 o'clock Central time. I am, of course, going to call you just to make sure that the funds are available to process. I'll call you maybe mid-morning around 9 or 10 o'clock and see if we're able to process that payment. And then, of course, then we'll be able to do your client interview, which we have on the calendar at 5. I did already send that email out to you as well. Now, it is a month-to-month service. Recurring billing would begin on June 5th, so no payment scheduled at all for May. It will bill on Friday if we're able, and then starting on June 5th, moving forward on the 5th of the month, it would be the exact amount of $299. Once again, it's a fixed rate that'll never go up, a flat rate that's all-inclusive. Now, it is, as I mentioned, a month-to-month service. It's offered completely at will, no contract. Again, that means you can stop altogether at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, and you can even pause it. Whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, you can pause it seasonally if necessary. All that we would request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Burks, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Jerry, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Okay, now, I was under the impression that it was going to be $249, so it's not going to be $249 every month?
Correct. Yeah, it's $249. That's an exact amount. It'll never go up. It is a reduced rate, but it's a fixed rate. It's not a promotional rate. It'll never go up on you. It's not an introductory rate. Even if we raise our price down the road for whatever reason, as long as you keep the service months or even years, it would bill for exactly $249, and that is to the penny. That's with everything included. The Facebook ads are included. The website's included as well.
Okay, well, I was under the impression that you said $299.
I might have on accident, just because I don't normally do $249, but I know at least originally I said $249, and if I did accidentally say $299 on a month-to-month moving forward, then I was mistaken, but it is $249 on a month-to-month basis. Again, it would bill on the 25th if we're able to, and then on the 5th of June and the 5th of the month moving forward, but it would only ever be exactly $249, not $299. I was able to get my supervisor to approve the friends and family rate, so it's $249.
Okay. Say yes,
sir. All right. So I'm going to call you about 9 or 10 o'clock on Friday, see if the funds are available. If so, we'll process that payment, get you your welcome email, and any information that you need to get ready for that 5 o'clock phone call. If I am in between calls when our technician's ready to call you, it would be right at or a couple of minutes after 5. Then I'll be able to join that conversation beyond that call for the beginning part of it to introduce you to your technician and answer any questions that you might have. I certainly will try anyway to keep my phone line open so I can say a quick hello to you around 5 o'clock, but I will definitely be calling you around 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock on Friday morning.
Okay, sounds good.
I'm excited for you. I'm glad that my supervisor was able to allow me to do that friends and family rate. Glad that we're able to get that started. Hopefully we can get that started on Friday. I'll double check with you Friday morning and we'll see, we'll take it from there.
Okay.
All right, thank you so much, Jerry. You have a great rest of the day, and I'll call you on Friday.
I thank you. You as well, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, too. Take care. Have a good one.
Thank you as well. Bye.